This is The Medicine Show. Jason Lawrence, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. We'll be back after this next song from Kerry John Hirsch. Closer. Welcome to the Medicine Show. Welcome to the Medicine Show, a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter, and hopefully some insight. Our guests include producer of the Mariachi Festival Canada, Alex Alegria. Iranian influence group the Diba Ensemble will be performing a couple of folkloric songs from around Iran with their own arrangements, and a local Latino group known as Cinco de Nosotros will be playing live tonight on CITR.ca 101.9 FM in Vancouver. From Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land, Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. We'd like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. Tonight's prescription is embrace other cultures and teach each other through sharing. You're listening to Byzantine Blue, and the song is called Gypsy. Next, we have a force to be reckoned with, Karina Keeling, who will be joining us on the Medicine Show in a few weeks. I have a song queued up from her. We'll be right back with our guests, Alex Alegria, Diba Ensemble, and Cinco de Nosotros.
The end of the world, but this is just the beginning. I see
All right, we're back on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. We've got the Diva Ensemble here with us. And with on sitar is Hossein Mayamani. Also on sitar is Payman Rohande. And we have on vocals Puya Motamedi. And on tombek, we have Mohammed Sayedi.
Also, Anushiravan.
Oh, say come in and say hi.
Shiravan Qadimi is also on sitar.
All right, thank you. Well, actually, I'm sorry I didn't get that into the script. I'm glad you made it out tonight. And so you guys, it's nice to have you guys all back here on The Medicine Show. You guys are less a few people here tonight, like Aref Bolandnazar, who is now off studying his PhD in economics and finance.
Yes.
Good for him. Make sure he come in and talk to
me. Yeah, for sure. RF's in New York now, so I'm pretty sure he's listening to the show.
That's great. And well, he was definitely he was also one of the main singers, and he worked well with Puya, who is here tonight. You're going to be singing, right?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. So, what does that mean for the band? How many is there all together now? Like people that are not here tonight but are still in the band, is this everybody or is there more?
Yeah, this is it. Actually, we started the band, the four of us. These three first, Anush, Mohammed, and Payman first, and then I joined them later on. But this is basically the core of the band.
Beautiful.
Yeah, RF and Navid Goldrick were guest artists that left the band.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so how about a song right away, and then we can say hello a bit afterwards.
Sounds good.
Yeah. What is the song you're going to do to start?
We're improvising a little bit, and then we're performing a folk song from northeast of Iran.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Go ahead.
Great. Sure.
Oh, میدونم دلم دیوونه یکیست، کجا میگردد در خونه یکیست. آخ نمیدونم دل دیوونه ما حسیر نرگس مستونه
Right. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. We'll be right back on The Medicine Show in just a moment with more Diva Ensemble and more of our other guests. Cinco de Nosotros. I hope Alex makes it.
Having trouble finding affordable fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe located in the McMillan building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
Hey, why so sad?
Oh, nothing really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
Welcome back to the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. So, we are back here with Diva Ensemble. And what song do you guys want to do next? Let's just go into another song.
Okay, sure. Yeah. So we didn't get to perform the song from northeast of Iran. It's a little closer. It's a love song called Leyla Khanum. Leyla is a name. Khanum means lady. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's addressed to a lady named Leyla. But the origins of the song are actually very unclear. Nobody knows where the music came from. All we know is that the music is from northeast of Iran, the region of Khorasan, which is where Muhammad is from. It's a very beautiful piece. It's been arranged in many, many different forms and performed many, many different times by many, many different artists. We have a bit of an arrangement on it ourselves.
Okay.
And now you are going to hear it for the first time. Perform
with Puya.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be good.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Leyla, Leyla, Leyla.
لیلا وفای تو رو گردان ناز غمزه های تو رو گردان لیلا وفای تو رو گردان را رفتن های تو رو گردان را میری نازک نازک جان را رفتن های تو رو گردان لیلا لیلا لیلا
clapping. That's me clapping. Thank you, guys. That's absolutely wonderful. And it's good mix in the sound, by the way, we're getting here. So I want to know, you guys are putting out an album, right? You're putting together an album?
Sure. So last time we were here, it was in May, I think.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
It was just before our concert. We were performing a full-on show of authentic material written by myself and Paimon. And now we're recording that album, and last week of February, it's going to be a very, very long process, but we have to do it.
Yeah, it's gonna be about like a 5 months process. We got our guy in East West Track Sound Studio. He's really knowledgeable, and he's himself really experienced a sound engineer, and we're gonna actually do it with him. And so in the album, we're going to do exactly as Hussein said, all the material from our album, Together Alone, that we played last May. You've heard it, a part of it, yes. And so all original work, majority of it is by Hussein's work, and then a few of songs by myself. And so we're going to start doing it, and hopefully we can get it done.
I like how you guys have taken the idea of taking traditional songs and sort of adapted them. That's
really
nice.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
We try to stay connected to the roots.
Well, it shows. And so if you have Facebook,
sure.
People can look up DIBA Ensemble,
yes.
DIBA Ensemble.
Yeah, facebook.com/ DIBA Ensemble,
okay.
One word.
So that's mostly your go-to point for if people want to get more of the DIBA Ensemble and find out what's going on.
For sure.
Connect with you.
Yeah, there are quite a few videos, actually, of our live performances, too, people can watch.
Excellent.
Yes.
And, well, that's great. You guys want to do another song?
That was all.
that's okay. What I wanted to ask is about the setars. Last time we discussed this, not everybody was here for that show, of course, that's listening, so... These are not sitars, they're setars.
Yes.
Meaning three strings, technically.
Okay. The four-string, three-string instrument?
Yeah. So I'll explain it. Okay, let me explain it to you. Okay. So there's an instrument called setar, S-E-T-A-R.
Yes.
It's an Iranian instrument. And so let's say 100 years back, it only had three strings, but right now it has four. So the last two strings are double. So they're played together. And they're just a double string played as one.
Like a 12-string guitar type of idea. You got two of the same note.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Double strings, exactly. So and so a lot of people actually mix it with the Indian sitar, which is a totally different instrument. But yeah, the word se means in Farsi three, so meaning three strings. And that's simply what it is. Tiny instrument, light and easy to carry.
It's like a Middle Eastern mandolin. It's got a beautiful sound.
There's actually a saying in Farsi that the sound of sitar is more than enough for one and not enough for two. So it's a very, very, up until the microphone was introduced into the music scene in Iran, sitar wasn't actually performed for the public that often. Later on, when microphones came around, sitar became.
Well, I want to thank you guys for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you for having us.
You guys got any shout outs for anybody out in this might be listening?
Well, yeah. If Arif is listening, we miss him a lot. As great as Puya is.
They worked really well together.
Yeah, for sure.
And last thing. What about the percussion instrument? Let's mention that.
Muhammad. Yes. Yeah.
It's a drum. What did you call it?
Tombak. Yeah.
Very interesting. Beautiful sound.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for coming out. We're going to come up with Cinco de Nosotros in a few moments, featuring Tobias Soli and friends. We'll be right back on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter.
Thank you, guys.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Listen up, dears. The UBC Players Club is turning 100.
This isn't your GMA's celebration.
We're the oldest club on campus, and we think it's time to shake things up a little with two amazing shows.
YOLO!
You can find all the details on the Google or via the interweb at ubcplayersclub.com.
Respect your elders and come out and help us ring in a new century of amazing theater.
There we go. All right, so that was the Diva Ensemble. And, you know, there is one of my favorite bands to come back to town on February 25th. The Temperance Movement will be here. This is Battle Lines. We'll be right back. Ooh, there's a crackly, crickly, crackly sound. Can we stay like that? Can you push yeah, yeah. Okay. Absolutely. We are back on The Medicine Show with Broadcasting Healing Energy with Live Music and Laughter. You can find us at themedicineshow.ca. We're here on CITR every Friday night between 11 and 12:30. Joining us now is the Caracol Band. I was calling them Cinco de Nosotros because we booked a bunch of friends that were playing good music together, and apparently there's a few different groups.
Or
there's a very core bass group.
Yes.
El Caracol.
The Caracol Band. That's right.
Love it. Okay, they are all Latino musicians that moved to Vancouver trying to share part of their culture. Now, the band, fronted by Daniela Carmona, and she's singing. We have Tobias Soli on cajon and guitar. Actually, he's got a big, huge conga in front of him, so I guess he's not doing the car at home tonight. Alan Ruiz on guitar, Nicolas Segura, and how do you say that?
Guacharaca.
Guacharaca?
La Guacharaca, that's right.
Okay, Yoandri Trujillo is on the flute.
Yes.
And we also have a Bruno. Who's Bruno?
En la pandereta.
Mario.
Pandero.
And quién?
Mario.
Y Mario.
Sete cordas.
Excellent. Why don't we go into a song right away? Let's take a listen and we'll talk in a minute.
Sure.
Yo me llamo cumbia, yo soy la reina por donde voy. Hay una cadena que se está quieta donde yo estoy. Mi piel es morena como los cueros de mi tambor. Y mis hombros son un par de maracas que besa el sol. La garganta, una fina flauta que Dios me dio. Canto de mirro, embrio de tabaco, aguardiente y ron. Cojo mi mochila, enciendo las velas, repica el son. Y enredo en la luna y en las estrellas toda mi voz.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. What a joy to have you guys on the show. And so the question comes, you're all Latino of sorts and one from Brazil. I'm not sure if that, you know, that's sort of, that is Latino, right?
That's right. That's right.
Great stuff. Does it, you want to name where everybody's from? Because I don't think everybody can
hear.
Sure.
First and foremost, thank you for having us today. We're very happy to be here. This is our first time together in the radio. So I'm very proud of all of my beautiful, great musicians. So, yeah, starting off with your question, we're all from a Latin background, sort of. We're from Colombia, Cuba, and Brazil, essentially. Right. So, yeah, so this is, in the guitar, we have Alan Ruiz. He's from Bogotá, Colombia.
Hola.
Hola, amigo.
¿Cómo está la gente por ahí?
Okay, bueno.
And then here we have Tobias, and he is the main man. He plays everything. And he's the one that invited us today, so we're very happy to be here. And then we also have Bruno. He plays El Pandero from Brazil. Tobias también from Brazil. That's right. And we have Nicolás Segura. Nicolás. He is from Colombia as well. Yeah.
Mucho gusto.
Then we have Joandri. He's our flute player. He's the one that got us together as the Caracol Band. Uh-huh. So we owe this commotion to him. And we have Mario. He's our bass player
from
Brazil. That's right. Very, very all talented musicians. I am Daniela Carmona. I am the singer, and I am very excited to be here and just to play music for you guys today.
Where did you guys all meet at the school, or how did you guys all meet? Because I know that one or two of you go to VCC, right?
That's right. Alan and Tobias, actually. And they kind of stemmed out. They were having a rehearsal with Joandri, actually, and just jamming, trying to see if they formed a project. And then I'm friends with Alan, and we kind of just play in different places, and that's how I got involved. And then they play in another band, which is called
Brejera.
Yeah, they play at Boteco Restaurant, and they're amazing. You guys should definitely go check them out Thursdays and Sundays.
I love how everybody's got these branched out projects upon projects.
Musicians.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Tobias, he's everywhere, you know, or Tobias.
Tobias.
I have heard him play everything from this really deep drum at a jam session to like saxophone and clarinet. So anyway, how about let's do another song?
Yeah. Sure.
Music speaks the language of love, people.
It does.
All right. So what are you guys going to play? And is it original or is it cover?
Okay,
what is
so the first song we played, Jame Jame Cumbia, it's actually Colombian Afro music.
Okay.
So it's very traditional. This next song, we're actually going to be talking about the coffee. And it's a Colombian song. It's called Moliendo Café. And we have a little twist to it just to cater all of our audiences.
Moliendo is crushing?
Yeah, that's
like
right.
You're like
moliendo the coffee.
Yeah, you're grinding.
I'm doing an action that is not readable on the radio, but
she's grinding coffee
grinding
on the radio.
Grinding coffee on the radio.
Grind it. Go ahead.
Algo de la
que parece decir una pena de amor, una tristeza. Lleva el santo Manuel con su amargura. Paz incansable la noche moliendo café. Paz incansable la noche moliendo café. Joandre. Time and living's easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich and your mom's good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. Time and the living's easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich and your mom's good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry.
Yeah. I'm singing Summertime now. A little mix of Latin.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
All right. All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Blessed be. This is really some nice music. You guys, what is the, you guys got a gig tomorrow, right?
That's right. Thank you for asking, actually. We have a gig tomorrow at Originals Restaurant. It's in New Westminster, right there at the SkyTrain station. And it's the first time we're playing for a live audience. Well, not the first time anymore, but in person.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be from 7 to 10. Like I said, Originals Mexican Restaurant, really good food, and we're going to have a lot of fun. So
in
you
New
guys
West.
Are, yeah, more than welcome to come and join us. We have much more music. We have salsa. We have bachata. We got everything you need.
Okay, people are probably wondering, how do they find more of El Caracol or the Caracol Band?
Yeah, well, we have a website. It's called caracolband.com.
Okay.
And we also have Facebook. We have Twitter. We have Instagram. We have it all. And yeah, just follow us at the Caracol Band on Facebook and on all of those.
Well, you guys have a really nice, strong project.
Thank you.
Work really well together. Is there a like sort of a vision of the future for you guys?
We hope to just bring our sound and our different vibes and all our mixes all across Canada, all over the world. We're thinking big. Shoot for the stars, you know.
Absolutely.
We're just really happy. We're full of energy, and we're doing everything from the heart, like wise man Johandri said.
Well, it sounds like you guys are working with a lot of passion. Are you going towards any recordings?
Yes, definitely, definitely. We're going to start really soon. We actually have some upcoming gigs in Calgary next week, so we're really excited because this is like the first launch of our band, and we're already traveling, so it's setting off to a good start, and we're definitely thinking of doing original songs. And I mean, we have the musicians, we have all the talented people we need.
That's all right. So exciting. You know, I did want to make a mention of Alex Alegria, who is supposed to show up here tonight, but he actually could not make it. So I announced him in the beginning. I'll let you know he's not showing up. He has also got a gig at the Mexican restaurant New Westminster that he's going to the interior. But he mentioned that the Mariachi Festival Canada is not going to be held this year because he's taking his show to the big show in Guadalajara, where they have the Mariachi Festival, biggest one in the world. Yay!
That's amazing. Alex, muchas felicidades. Congratulations. Yep. I'm a close friend of Alex, and that's really exciting.
I know. Big shout out to Alex if you're listening.
For sure.
And
yeah!
Excellent. So I'm sure everybody's pumped to hear some more music. You guys want to play another song?
Now, are you guys...
Are you warmed up?
Are you warmed up?
Oh, I do have to say, this is the 101.9 FM CITR from unceded territory on Musqueam land. And so we're listening to the Catacol Band. So what song do you want to do?
Let's see. What are we in the mood for? Okay, this is a... All right, this is kind of a mix of reggae with bachata and all of that Latin flavor.
Beautiful. Good vibrations.
Good vibrations, that's right. This is called Darte un Beso.
Ooh, qué rico.
Ooh.
Es complicado pensarte como pienso es un pecado mirar como te miro está prohibido desearte como quiero es un delito ya no sé qué hacer Para que estés bien, si apagar el sol para encender tu amanecer, hablar en portugués, aprender a hablar francés, o bajar la luna hasta tus pies. Yo solo quiero darte un beso y regalarte mis mañanas, llevarte a conocer el cielo. Quiero que no te falte nada. Yo solo quiero darte un beso, llenarte con mi amor el alma, llevarte a conocer el cielo, quiero que no te falte nada. Daría mi religión la cambiaría. Por ti hay tantas cosas que yo haría. Pero tú no me das ni las noticias. Ya no sé qué hacer para que estés bien. Si apagar el sol para encender tu amanecer. Hablar en portugués, aprender a hablar francés. O bajar la luna hasta tus pies. Solo quiero darte un beso y regalarte mis mañanas. Cantar para calmar tus miedos. Quiero que no te falte nada. Yo solo quiero darte un beso, llenarte con mi amor el alma, llevarte a conocer el cielo. Quiero que no te falte nada.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so I just want to mention, I did look this up, so about the mariachi festival and this type of thing. Every year, Guadalajara hosts the largest mariachi festival in the world, often regarded as a cultural symbol of nationwide pride. The mariachi is honored for 10 days with mariachis around the world and a giant mariachi competition with art exhibits, rodeo, and dances. This year, Los Dorados will be going to this event, and they do have an event. If you want to see them in Vancouver, since, you know, Alex did make here tonight, they will be there at Originals Restaurant Mexicano on February 27th as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to mention also that welcoming Serbians here as just from my heart, I wanted to play a Serbian folk song. This is an artist called Shaban Badramovic, and the song is called Akava Li Zivoto. We'll be right back with the Caracol Band and more entertainment, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. This is The Medicine Show. We'll be right back. Doi mandar geli, ah ke kamera va. Vakir er malen, vakir er çabalen. Dali dike mala, dali dike mala. A ver que me deu a churia.
viajado me hizo el tema. Ay, les me mutarte. Ay, les me mutarte. Yo.
Beppy Chris Band presents difficult music, harsh electronics, spoken word, cut up / collage, and a general Chris Band weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Did you do really well in a first or second year course? Want to make a difference in the UBC community and school communities around the world? Join Students Offering Support, or SOS, and become a tutor today. Math, accounting, economics, psychology, engineering courses, French and Spanish, statistics, and more. If you aced it, Students Offering Support wants you to help other students ace it too. Check out UBCStudentsOfferingSupport.com for more information.
Here in Vancouver, we celebrate our diversity and culture, and CITR is making Fun Drive all about it. Our goal this year is to raise funds to help grow more writers, broadcasters, and media producers, increasing the unique voices that grace our airwaves. Whether it's about specific cultural communities, musical genres, or alternative news, we want to hear it. Be a part of CITR's community. Donate, get cool swag, and party with us. The telethon goes live on February 25th, but the online donation page is up now. Go to citr.ca/donate. And we'll all go
together. We're back on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter with the Caracol Band. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful, and this music is making it a lot better.
That's good. That's the idea, right?
I can hear you, by the way. You having a problem with those headphones?
I definitely can't hear anything I'm saying through these headphones.
That's okay. We'll fix that up in just a second. Yeah. So, you guys want to, let's just start into another song, and I'll start working on that, and she'll come in a second with some more music.
Awesome.
La canción que le hice un día, y en el fondo no sabía
eso era malo para mí. Poco a poco fui cayendo en un abismo. Siempre me pasó lo mismo. Nadie sabe lo que yo sufrí. Una víctima total de sus antojos. Pero un día abrí los ojos y con rabia los saqué de mi memoria. Poco a poco fui saliendo hacia adelante. En los brazos de otro amante pude terminar al fin con esta historia. Porque yo en el amor soy un idiota que ha sufrido mil derrotas, que no tengo fuerzas para defenderme. Pero ella casi siempre se aprovecha. Unas veces me desprecia y otras veces lo hace para entretenerse. Y es así.
De estrellas?
Montón de estrellas. It means a bunch of stars.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like a mountain. Like piled a high.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what? I'm curious, what is a day in the life of say, for example, you have a disciplined voice. It sounds like you practice a lot. What does your day
look
like?
Thank you. Oh, my God. My day is pretty crazy. Aside from music, I do everything that I love to do as well. So I'm also a journalist, so I love being in the radio. This is awesome. And I'm also an actress, but this is really my passion, you know? And I wake up and I feel like I breathe music, I eat music. I'm actually learning. So thank you for the amazing compliment. To me, that's huge. I'm just learning. These are the most amazing professional musicians I could have come across, and I feel very fortunate. But let's see. Okay, so I wake up. And I usually just listen to the songs that I'm going to play at future gigs and kind of just learn them because it's very important, and just call my friends to see where we're going to play and rehearse all day, practice all day, and sing all night.
Right on. And Johandri. Am I saying it right?
Johandri, that's right.
Johandri Trujillo. Mm-hmm. Seems to be like the conductor of the group.
Uh-huh.
Did you bring all these people together, Johandri?
Yeah, of course.
He did.
Beautiful. Do you have some specific plans for their future?
Yeah, I have so many plans. This project, I don't know, it's a very mixed. These guys have different feeling about the music. He like romantic music.
Pointing
he
at
like rock music. He like funky music.
Funky.
Pointing I like room. Salsa music, merengue, conga, candomblé.
Okay.
Because this is from my country, in Cuba.
You're keeping, the guys, it, you're keeping it real and flavored, that's for sure.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
And who's doing the funk?
The funk?
It's a Bruno.
Do you play any bass, Bruno?
I did have a show.
Do you play bass at all?
Well, that's the bass player.
I think it's a great... Well, I know he plays bass, but the funk, you know, I think that you guys have a really good combination. If you bring funk and all those elements together, I'd like to see some of these live shows.
Yeah, well, oh my God, you're cordially invited for tomorrow, Saturday at Originals.
Mm. Hey, actually, that might be workable. Anybody else want to go that's listening?
Actually, I want to shout out to my friend Jenny. She's actually listening to us from Toronto.
Uh-huh.
And she's enjoying the music and she's having fun. So shout out to her. And to everybody listening right now.
You guys. Also from Germany, Mimi.
And Mimi.
Hey, Mimi
Michelle
out
from
Germany.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Oh, my parents, I love you.
Yeah.
I know you don't speak English, but someday you will.
El dice.
Nice.
saludos a mi familia.
Exacto. Así es.
Yes. This is wonderful music, and I want to say one shout out to Kelly Rayburn. DJ Ray is supposed to do shows after me with the late night show. He plays dance music and ambient sounds after 4 a.m. He's not going to be arriving, so we can go a little later and do what we want around here, but we just want to say a shout out to him. We'll put on some of that type of music in the next short while. And continuing right along, do you guys want to play some more music? Jam
Ooh.
About?
Let's see.
Okay. Oh, please do.
You for invite us.
Yeah.
And
please.
Yeah. Here. Thank you. Thank you mm-hmm. for invite us. And thank you for Toby because my
thank you,
Tobias.
Guy
Tobias.
Like,
yeah. Tobias, el maestro yeah. Tobias.
And everyone. Peace and love from Latin America.
From Colombia, from Brazil, from Cuba.
Well, you know, there is something to be said about Colombia that is sort of, the people talk about the most perfect. Okay, here we go.
Joe, let's not go
Joe,
there.
They say that it is the cleanest accent in all of Latin America.
Thank you.
Did you know that most of the, what is called telenovelas and soap operas come from Colombia originally?
Pues claro que sí, por supuesto.
Por su pollo.
Por su pollo. Oh, you're Colombian.
Well, I happen to like, what is it? Leti La Fea.
Leti La Fea, muy bien.
Which originated in Colombia.
That's
and
right.
And it's been redone so many times they called it Ugly Betty in the United States. Holy cow, is that
Leti
different.
La Fea in Mexico. Yeah,
that's right.
Definitely all
Colombia,
over the world.
Mexico. And it's funny that, you know, here traditionally only like mostly it's housewives who watch these types of programs. And my brothers used to give me a hard time until one day I caught them watching Dallas in the afternoon.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I was like, for reruns? Well, in Latin America, even the guys know the titles and the stories. And I'm like quite surprised. I'm like, these people are asking about it, talking about it like it's reality on the bus and stuff.
Yeah, so. It's like something happened to a cousin. Joandri watches soap operas. I have not, me too.
Yeah.
I like so much.
Especially the, I don't know, the Latino ones are so much more dramatic.
We're so dramatic. That's right. Oh, my goodness. We just.
Who is this? My friend says one of the famous names in those soap opera women is Rigoberta. Have you ever heard of this
Rigoberta.
Name? Rigoberta. Rigoberta. It's so dramatico.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. That's
okay.
What we are, full of passionate, dramatic blood running through our veins.
Hot, caliente.
Hot.
Okay. So what's the next song you guys want to pull off
the
here?
The next song is...
Sabor de mi. Yeah. This is an old traditional song, right?
Yeah.
The one. Go ahead. I have to apologize because of my bad Spanish. I said sabor de mí. And I'm like, okay, I know better, right?
Sabor de mí, sabor a mí.
Sabor a mí, not de mí. That would be, you know, quite strange, right?
Sabor de mí.
That would be like my flavor instead of the flavor that comes to me or from you or whatever.
Sabor a mí. Well, basically, it's like I'm going to impregnate you with my taste. For lack of a better word, no, that's actually, I think
I am I am muy, muy embarazado. No. Tango embarrassment? No, I'm not actually pregnant here.
No.
Keep the laughs going in the medicine show.
Yeah, right? Yeah. For sure. Let's heal our soul with music.
That's beautiful. Sick. That's the whole idea of the show.
It's important. Music is so important.
Yeah, I admit. Did you come from a musical family, or how did
you?
You
know what's very like intriguing? Okay, my family is very passionate, very bohemian, but I actually don't have any like musician close family. My parents aren't singers or music at all. I just kind of just fell in love with it and was lucky enough to meet very important people that have helped me shape who I am as an artist. So, yeah.
All right.
But this is my musical family.
Extensive extensions of family.
That's right. Isn't that what it's all about, right?
Absolutely. Wonderful. You know what? I'm really glad to have you guys on here. I wanted to, why don't I let you recap on who's here and what they're playing?
Yes.
We'll do another song. We'll say goodnight. And then and think about anybody has any shout outs. You still have time. We can go a little bit later. So thank you all for coming in, by the way. Let's go to the band.
That's
again.
That's right. Okay. So this is the Caracol Band, and the guitar, we have Alan Camilo Ruiz Moreno. That's his full name. And he is from Bogota, Colombia. He has been here for over 3 years. He studied music first at Douglas College and then went to VCC. And he already got his diploma, so this is a professional musician over here.
Yeah.
He does everything.
Yeah, I work in painting. If you guys need something to be painted, call me. Give me a shout.
We're talking house painting, not like can you draw like a...
He pretends. He pretends.
I can also draw some stuff, but it's more like contemporary art.
Like stickmen and such.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, Tobias.
And we got Tobias. Tobias, please.
Hello, hi.
Hello and hi. No, Tobias is an amazing musician. He plays the saxophone with such elegance. he's just amazing, and he's a very hard worker. I know he started playing saxophone just a couple of years ago, and he sounds like a professional.
If you say the word Tobias Soli in Vancouver, a lot of the musicians around town know him because of the talent that he brings. He's with from different instruments.
Mm-hmm.
All these crazy instruments he used to show up at jams, and so. So next, who else is with us here?
Okay, and we have Bruno. Bruno just actually got married, so congratulations. Yay!
Bruno!
This
is your new wife.
You guys have time for shout-outs, too.
Shout-out. Come on.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Julia.
Aw, that's so cute. That's perfect, precise. Yeah, he plays El Pandero, and he plays with Brejera. I'm still working on my Portuguese. Pandero, this is what it is. A little demonstration, please.
Tambourine.
Yeah, That's right. That was Bruno in El Pandero Tambourine.
Thank you, Bruno. Sorry about the creaking microphones here. And?
And right beside me, we have Nicolas Segura. Nico.
Woo.
Nico is from Colombia. He's actually from... Guayabal de
Siquima.
The Siquima. It's around Bogota.
Yeah, it's.
Is it?
It's like 1 hour from Bogota.
So he brings.
I know the area.
You gotta take a little horse ride down. No, it's amazing actually. Colombia has very small, a lot of small towns, and we each have our own little culture. So I think each one of us brings a little flavor and a different.
So does that mean that you guys have various indigenous languages going on there as well?
Of course we do, yeah. Up in the
But my she's so close from Bogota. What? Yeah, it's close. I raised up and in Bogota.
Raised in Bogota. Yeah.
What do they call some of the indigenous languages that are being used there?
El Wayuu. Which other one?
The main one is Wayuu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
I play the guacharaca.
That's right. A little demonstration, Nico.
Good night to the Diva Ensemble.
Good night. Departing. Thank you for coming. Yeah. Can you go a little something so they know what?
What is the name of that instrument?
Guacharaca. We play vallenato. Vallenato with this.
Okay, it's our main music. It's called vallenato.
Traditional genre in Colombia.
So this is one of the instruments. It's played with an accordion and with a little box. It's called caja. Yeah, and it's very
like
loud.
Like the cajon?
It's similar,
but it's clear, right?
Yeah, it's clear. It makes a different sound, though. And, well, yeah. It's very, very loud here.
No, that's fine. We can get you there. It's
come back. Hey. Hi. Mm. That's Nicolás Segura with the Guacharaca.
Okay.
Okay, and then to my left over here, we have Mario Silva.
Mario.
He's our bass player, and we're so fortunate that he believes in this project. And I mean, he's been playing music since he's 8 years old. He is a professional musician. He teaches music in various places here in Vancouver, and he got his education in Brazil. So he definitely brings all that passion and all that vibe that really completes what the Caracol band is.
And Mario is from Brazil.
São Paulo, Brazil.
São Paulo.
Oh, yes, up north, right?
No. São Paulo south.
Really? See, south. It goes to show you how much I know, right?
But you were very affirmative, so I even believed it.
Yeah, you know, up north.
Up north, of course.
I gotta take a look at a map again. So bass player's hard to find.
Yeah.
For Latin music,
yeah, it's very meticulous, I would say, and you have to play it right to get the flavor, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and Mario does an excellent job, and like I said, we're honored to have him. And then
Joandri.
Joandri, the director. That's right.
Absolutely.
He's from Cuba. Joandri has been playing the flute since he was 17 years old, and he does come from a musical background. His grandfather was a professional singer in Santa Clara, Cuba, and his father actually plays flute as well professionally internationally, and he's played in Mexico, in Cancun. So whenever you guys go to Mexico, Cancun, and you hear this beautiful flute sound, it is Johandri's father. Yeah, and
I was wondering about that. Your family history must have some music in it. The way you have you always been kind of a leader in your situations that you get into. You seem to be a good organizer.
I don't know. My family is very complicated.
Okay, I got a question. Does anybody here have a family that's not complicated? Stick up your head.
No. Nobody did. But it's love. It's love, right?
My passion is music.
Music.
Every day, all the time. I can to practice to music. I listen to music.
Mm-hmm. And what do you got to say to people who don't practice?
They should.
Yes.
Get off the stage.
Oh my God.
Sorry, that was a little harsh.
No, but Joandri is amazing because he's the one that kind of like coordinates us together. He linked Mario with Alan, and then we kind of just like came together. And he's very eager, and that's very important in someone that's putting something together, right? Because we kind of look up to him, and then he's always like, we're going to do this and we're going to do it right. And sometimes we're not going to do it for the money because simply like it's the way it is, right? But we do it out of passion and just because it's what we want to do and we believe in what we're doing.
We're getting paid for this, huh?
No. We're getting paid for this. No, but definitely because we are exposing our band and that's very important for us.
Okay, well, having said all of this, let's hear one more. We're going to take it out after this and say goodnight, but what song do you want to do? I guess that answers
okay.
That.
Okay, here we go. Yeah.
Como un lamento, como un quejido del viento, lo lleva por donde quiera. Y te quiero, quiero haberte perdido, como quien pierde una estrella que se eleva al infinito. Quererte tanto, ay, después de quererte tanto, Diosito, dame consuelo.
suelo para sacarme de adentro esto que me está matando. Ay, 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 ay. Con caracol.
Mucho.
I'm glad you liked it. We were missing Alex, so we were like, okay, a mariachi song for him. There we go.
There you go. Dedication and shout out. Thank you, Alex. Shout out to Alex. Sorry he couldn't be here. Thanks to the Diva Ensemble and our dubbed Cinco de Nosotros. It turned into like six people, which is the Caracol band. Caracol
That's
means
amazing,
shell.
Amazing, though. It was meant to be.
Absolutely.
Caracol means snail, like the snail.
The shell of the snail?
No, you know
it's
what?
It's the actual snail.
This is what Johan, do you want to say?
Not a slug.
Okay, so this is what it means.
Okay, go ahead.
So a snail goes very slow through the world, through the dirt, right? And picks up all the everything that can find along its way, good and bad, just everything. And it's a way of cleanse, right? And it cleans our environment. So for us, we're kind of picking up all sounds, all genres that we can gather to produce a unique, extravagant sound that is catering to all our audiences all over the world.
You know that slow and steady wins the race. There's the rabbit and the snail, and they race. Yes. Well, thank you guys very much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us.
That was the Caracol Band. I want to thank Cinco de Nosotros. Please let us know your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and through our website, themedicineshow.ca. Here's a song to go out with. This is a Medicine Show family member, Jake the Rapper, and he's put together a song called Niska Pride. And this is a song dedicated from Jake to Billy Morrison for his fight at the Hard Rock Casino on March 12th. I pray that there's good reason for these men to fight and perhaps even understand it one day. Until then, blessings to everyone. Coming up next is, I hope, part of the late night show with DJ Ray doing some high energy dance and electronic ambient sounds. This is Jake the Rapper. Have a great night from the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy and with live music and laughter.
Peace.
Every Friday
yeah.
night. Good night, everybody.
just stay strong for my people. The flag up on my back is here to prove we are not equal. I only came to win, came to rise up to the top. It's greenwood in the house, you know my nation never stops. Time to push it to the limit, push a pedal to the metal. You know you cannot win because I'm on another level. I'm champion material, here to take the W. Here to make a name, here to conquer every one of you. As I step into the center to fight, I'm beating down my opponent by the end of the night. I'm taking back all the win, taking back all the pride. I'll show you what I got, I got my nation on my side. It's green from where he's at, where all the champions are born. The land of the lost, I'm coming through a storm. The champ of the people coming through to claim the throne. The king has arrived, I just made it on my own. Throw it down, Nishka warriors, listen to the thunder sound. As I enter the center, I'm never fearing thee. You're about to witness greatness from me. You feel my wrath, please don't get in my path. Your fate is about to get smashed. The full fight, you won't last. A squeeze tight, you might pass out. The brightness lights out, knockout, no doubt. This is what I'm all about. I got my pride and I'm ready to win. The champion has arrived, let the battle begin. I never let my people down. When the fight starts, I'm only here to take the ground. If you're not done in the first, then I'ma get you in the second. TKO attack, but my knuckles are my weapons. It's Nishka pride that fuels my motivation. I'm not doing this for myself, I'm just doing it for my nation.
I also want to say thank you to Hiscan Productions and Burkeville Productions for videotaping tonight. Thank you.